of June 25th, 2019. First thing is to approve the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. At this time, I have no recommended changes to today's agenda.
Motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We have the minutes of June 18th. Any questions, corrections? They'll stand approved. Reading of correspondence, Mr. Moore.
I have none, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Public comment, Mr. Guy. Jim Martin.
Good morning. My name is Jim Martin. I live at South Bedford Street in Georgetown. Back in April, I inquired at a Sussex County Council meeting about using a county-owned property across the street from Microtel Inn and Suites in Georgetown for a temporary car dweller's safe parking lot from May until November for working people who are sleeping in their cars. Out of desperation, more and more people are using their cars as affordable housing nowadays. It appears it will take years for affordable housing to actually get built where it is needed in the county. So in the meantime, I am working to provide some relief to our car dwellers. My hope is to make their home behind their steering wheel not ending up in an impound lot somewhere with additional crushing fines and fees to pay with money they do not have. Back in April, Councilman Vincent directed me to go to the town of Georgetown to get a parking lot permit. I submitted the town paperwork, but the Georgetown Hall staff are the ones that said that the property had an existing farm lease on it. I did ask about the lease and then called and emailed the leaseholders, Ellen and Chris McGee from McGee Farms, to ask them about the subleasing part of my plan. And it's obvious that particular part of the property is not being farmed and is vacant. Ellen explained on the phone yesterday to me that she doesn't have the authority to make a decision about my proposal. I then asked if I could have a copy of their farm lease with the county so we could study the document to see if there's any way to work together. She said she doesn't have a copy for me. So I'm back here with you in this approval process to submit a Freedom of Information Act request in writing to you, and in person, I'm asking you for a copy of the lease so the document can be reviewed. This is the lease that exists between the county and McGee Farms for the 29-acre property at 22308 DuPont Boulevard in Georgetown. I'm praying that we open our hearts to the invisible homeless out here. They are employed, Sussex Countyans, who are working at their jobs, but they can't afford current rents, and there's nothing at their price point of around $800 a month. They can't find affordable places to stay, so they are now camping in their cars out of desperation, and I call them the car dwellers. Can I submit this request to you now? I have copies.
I have no idea. How do you, Mr. Guy, how do you submit that, electronically or what?
Yeah, submit it electronically.
Okay.
Or, in writing, or it has to be in a written form, either electronically, email, or as a written letter submitted.
Oh, you got.
You can, Mr. President, you may submit the request to me. I have a copy of the lease. I was told that you were asking for a copy of the lease so we can avoid a FOIA exercise. There's a copy of the lease right there. So the FOIA is now void at this point. And there's a copy of the lease.
Thank you very much.
Yes. I would like to, Mr. President, if you will, I'd like to address some of these issues.
Certainly. Mr. Martin.
The lease in question is for farming activities with C. McGee Farms It was exercised after an RFP process that the county conducted last year and selected the farming for all the county ag lands that we have for farming operations. There is no possible way that the county would allow this type of activity to happen under this lease. And Ms. McGee, even though she's not a party to this arrangement, the owner, C. McGee Farms, doesn't have the authority to allow this subleasing activity to take place. And I wouldn't imagine this council would agree to that anyway. So I just want to kind of deflate this idea that this is even a remote possibility on this property at this time.
Thank you, sir. Paul Rieger.
Does that thing have to get reset?
There you go.
Cool. Compliment for the last county council meeting. Finally, after so many years of bringing up different requirements for the Board of Adjustment, Planning and Zoning appointments, finally you have the one midterm appointments appointed before their term expired. You had the new ones appointed before July 1st. Congratulations on that. Other things I still don't agree with. But if you're continuously going to legal hall to get things amended and to follow the code and get any question marks out of it, is if you send it back and make it like other counties in the state, have the Board of Adjustment, I believe Planning and Zoning, follow the county council member so it can solve the term issue, get in the same legislation to pull out the three-party majority only. Just get it removed from the code. It shouldn't be a major problem. Delete that, and you won't have an issue. Third thing is with all the ordinances that have been coming out, it seems like most of the ordinances that are wrote in-house keep on coming back for adjustments. Now, we did the commercial ordinance, and I thought with the assisted living facility, and that took care of that, resolved the convalescent question, which I found out afterwards it didn't. Then it seemed that it should have been fixed when we took the time to do the assisted living ordinance change. Well, after all of that and how many deletions and looking at it, you go back to the county code and look at it, you go down to 115, 210, 3D, we still left underneath Board of Adjustments, convalescent homes, nursing homes, and home for the aged. When all of that should have been completely, I had assumed and believed, was completely away from Board of Adjustment. Why would we even leave that in there? I believe that was an error. And if that's decided that's an error, please put it on an ordinance form next meeting to be brought up, to get it discussed, to have it removed as soon as possible. We waited too long on the last one. We're getting it done. It's just minor stuff with the county code, and especially with 115 and other chapters that's up online to be looked at, gone through. We're done with the comp plan. We have plenty of time to go through now through the zoning codes and through our regular code system to correct and fix. I keep bringing up the commercial kennels. The fact the findings came out for the last one. I'd like for you to just, if you can, go through the last four and find out why one needs a variance under 5 acres for the kennels and the other ones don't. There's no rhyme or reason. Also, too, Chapter 60 on our website under the county code does not even, the majority of it doesn't even exist anymore. It sends people on a wild fish hunt to figure out how to get licensed for anything. It's just if we can clean up the county code, what's online, change the ordinances when they come in within a reasonable amount of time, it would save a lot of hassle.
Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. One problem with the Board of Adjustments, you could have really solved a real problem there. Why didn't you have one of them 1 year, one of them 2 years, and offset them instead of now? In 3 years, three people come due all at one time. And that is absolutely asinine. One thing about it, for the next 3 weeks, I ain't got to look at your ugly faces.
We're all blessed. Lawson.
don't need my glasses.
Thank you, Mr. President. First item of business, Delaware Agriculture Lands Preservation Program. Wanted to bring this topic full circle. I know that yesterday the state announced the selection of round 23, but for two reasons today we need to address what the county council did in regards to round 23. Recall on June 11, 2019, the county council voted to participate in round 23 of the state program for the acquisition of 8 easements on 8 respective parcels. Following June 19th, the Aglands Foundation Board voted to approve the round 23 selection of parcels, including the 8 parcels this county council selected. And then yesterday, Governor Carney and the Department of Agriculture Secretary Michael Skuse, along with President Mike Vinson, announced the round 23 selections for the entire state. In all, 111 farms totaling 9,382 acres were preserved in round 23 with an average discount of 66%. In Sussex County, 66 farms were preserved, totaling over 5,500 acres. This council contributed $1 million, and with that money, along with the state matching funds, 8 farms for a total of 726 additional acres were preserved. I've given a list of the 8 farms in specific that were identified by this council for the purchase of the easements. And because we made these decisions in executive session and we acquired land acquisition through that, which is allowed in executive session, the Attorney General has offered guidance to municipalities that we should close that loop and announce the parcels that were selected in executive session by identifying them now. I won't bore you with all the information, but I will submit this list for the record, and I will state that previously, when we came out of executive session, we identified the parcels as 2019 in the corresponding letters E, F, G, H, I, J, K, and L. And those 8 parcels are what this council selected for the purchase of the easement. Again, I will submit this list for the record, and that is all I have. Mr. President, unless you have questions about the round 23.
Any questions of council? We're good.
Next. All right. Thank you. Next is County Administrator's Report for June 25th, 2019, item number 1. The Sussex County Housing Needs Plus Market Analysis has been completed by the county's housing consultant, Lisa Sternovit and Associates, known as LSA. The analysis examined the demographic, economic, and market trends that are driving current and future demand for housing in Sussex County. The report is the first deliverable provided by LSA in their efforts to develop a housing opportunities and market evaluation for the county. The analysis will help form the framework for a housing strategy that LSA is currently developing. A copy of the Housing Needs Plus Market Analysis can be found on the county's website at sussexcountyde.gov/HOME. Home. Item 2. Delaware State Police year-to-date activity report for May 2019 is attached, listing the number of violent crimes and property crime arrests, as well as total traffic charges and corresponding arrests. In addition, DUI and total vehicle crashes investigated are listed. In total, there were 197 troopers assigned to Sussex County for the month of May. Item 3. Per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, Tidal Walk, a.k.a. Back Creek, and Tidewater Landing Phase 3A received substantial completion effective June 19th and June 24th, respectively. And finally, county offices will be closed on Thursday, July 4th for the Independence Day holiday. In addition, council will not meet on July 2nd or July 9th. The next regularly scheduled council meeting will be held on Tuesday, July 16th. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Andrea Wall, insurance recommendation.
Good morning, Mr. President and members of council. As we approach the renewal of our insurance package on July 1st, our broker Alliant recommended that Sussex County market our property and liability package. These lines were targeted for marketing this year due to the hardening property market, in which many accounts are seeing double-digit increases without claim activity. Alliant wanted to ensure that the pricing we were receiving for our property line was competitive and offered the best value to the county. The recommendation in previous practice was not to market each line of insurance every year. Doing so causes the carriers and underwriters to lose trust in the county's insurance program and possibly resulting in increased rates. Therefore, our other lines of insurance, including workers' compensation and public officials, were not marketed during this cycle. Although Alliant approached over 12 markets with our property and liability package, we only received quotes from our incumbent, Glatfelter, and a combined Great American Liberty Mutual quote. Many of the other markets declined because they are unable to match the pricing we are currently receiving, some citing double-digit increases. Today, I am recommending that we remain with Glatfelter for our property and liability package coverages. Although the Great American and Liberty quote was competitive, the price was slightly higher. In addition, there were many concerns about the exclusions they were writing into the policy. This recommendation is supported by our insurance consultant, Scott Eggar. Your packet included an overview of each line of coverage with the expiring cost and the premium for FY20. Although we are presenting a slight increase in cost, it reflects current market conditions and not the claim activity or insurability of Sussex County. In addition, our increase is under 5%. Many other jurisdictions are seeing much larger increases, even with no claim activity. At this time, Scott Eggar has a few words to add, if that's okay.
Come right on down. Good morning.
Good morning. To sort of supplement what Andrea has said, the insurance marketplace is somewhat less friendly than it was this time last year or the year before that. When we say market conditions, you've had a lot of catastrophic events that have punished the industry, frankly, in the last few years and caused them to suffer more losses than they anticipate. And so they're finding a new form of discipline that they haven't had in a while. And that takes the form of pricing increases. And as more of them adopt the same position, you have fewer markets willing to compete. I think what this says is that, and we said a similar thing, I believe, last year, is because of the very competitive pricing that the county has enjoyed for a couple of years, there are very few underwriters willing to entertain submitting proposals on your business, which does sort of validate the processes that have been taken in the last few years, and it does verify that you are getting very competitive pricing. As far as other renewals, this is the best renewal I've seen this year by a good margin. Some of our clients are definitely seeing double digits and not always small double digits. So. This has been a very impressive renewal from our perspective, and we want to commend Alliant for their successful work in bringing this to bear. And also I want to recognize Andrea and Jen Brazier, who have spent a significant amount of time embedded in your insurance program to make sure that the county gets the best result.
Thank you. Any questions, Council?
One. Okay, well, is this a one-year agreement?
Yes, it is.
And there's no way to push them into a longer term?
We're actually seeing very few multi-year agreements. There was a time when the underwriters were more aggressive that they could. You're currently in a second year of a multi-year agreement with Liberty Mutual, which I frankly think was pretty remarkable. And the marketplace has really pulled back on its willingness to entertain multi-year or long-term agreements.
Thank you.
More questions? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You have a motion?
I do have a motion. Based on the recommendation of Alliant Insurance Services, Inc. and the Insurance Buyers Council and the Sussex County Finance Department, that Sussex County Council authorizes the placement of insurance coverage as presented for the period of July 1, 2019 through June 30, 2020 at a cost not to exceed $1,514,445.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
And job well done. Thank you very much for all your hard work. Trina Mears, where is she? She's hiding behind that pile. There you go. Recommendation for award RFP for bill print and mailing services. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council.
recently submitted to you in your packet a request based on a recommendation by the Finance Department to award our bill print and mailing services to Touchpoint Communications. Touchpoint Communications is our current vendor, and we would like to select them again for our future vendor. They take care of mailing and printing all of the bills that we send out on an annual basis for property taxes, which is about $130,000, and then about 32,000 bills on a quarterly basis for our sewer bills. Do an excellent job. We sent out an RFP. They responded, as well as seven other organizations. Touchpoint had the lowest price, but we also evaluated them based on our current experience, technical approach, and turnaround time. We've been very satisfied with their services. They offer some additional services to us that help clear up address problems that we have through people moving out of state, PO boxes closing. They also allow us to do what is called householding, which if you receive one bill for a property, all bills that go to that same property and same property owner will come together, which is a savings for postage as well. Any questions?
Question to council.
Yeah, are they local?
They are out of Pennsylvania.
Have a motion?
I certainly do. Be it moved that Sussex County Council, through the recommendation of the Finance Department, approve a three-year contract with Touchpoint Communication with an annual base cost of $17,700 with the option to renew for another 3 years by mutual agreement.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I'll be able to carry. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I don't see Hodden Metal Artists. Is he hiding somewhere?
Ooh. Okay. Waited 6 weeks.
Grant request, Ms. Jennings. Took us to heart. 6 weeks off.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first grant request is Eastern Shore AFRAM Festival. They're requesting $1,000 for their 2019 festival. Funding requested will be used to offset audio, tent, and staging costs. The festival is held in Seaford and sets out a mission to strengthen the community through cultural awareness. Last grant received was $500 from Mr. Vincent, and Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
I'll make a motion to do the same thing this year.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. To grant $500 Eastern Shore AFRAM Festival for festival expenses from my council magic account. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I will have motion carried. Next.
Okay. Next one is Fort Miles Historical Association. They're requesting $7,500 to support the outdoor lighting and signage for the Lighthouse Reach Overlook. The Overlook is newly built multi-purpose event and program venue, providing over 7,000 square feet of outdoor space. Last grant received was $5,000, which was $1,000 from each council member for infrastructure improvements, and Mr. Burton placed on the agenda.
Burton?
I think this is a great addition to Lewis. I really like it, and what they've done to the lookout point is just you ought to go up there. They really changed it, made it really nice. The lookout point now has a almost like an amphitheater type thing up there that looks out over the ocean. It's beautiful. And they redid the parking lot. And Gina, you and I talked about.
Yes, so $7,336 for what you want to do for the rest of the grants.
That is the grant that I would like to give. What is it?
$7,336.
I was going to do $1,000 with that as well.
We're going to give more than one, okay.
Yeah, we'll give more than
one. Okay.
It's a great project, and I think it's going to be a good
motion, Mr. Burton, second Mr. Riley, to grant $8,336. The Fort Miles Historical Association for Lighthouse Reach Overlook, being $7,336 from Mr. Burton's council bank account and $1,000 from Mr. Riley's council bank account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
My next one is Primaris Pasos Early Learning Center. They're requesting $2,000 to help pay a portion of the cost of playground equipment for their Savannah Road facility that opened in 2017. The new equipment will include a bicycle track, climbing tunnels, playhouse, and slides. The cost of the equipment is $40,000. Last grant received was $1,000, which is $250 from Mr. Vincent, $650 from Mr. Wilson, and $100 from Mr. Artlett. And Mr. Wilson placed on the agenda.
Mr. Wilson.
I'm willing to give that much.
You're going to give them the
$1,000.
$1,000.
Yes.
Okay. Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton, to grant Primeros Pasos Early Learning Center for playground equipment $1,000 from Mr. Wilson's Council Magic account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Next one is Grace and Mercy. They're requesting $7,000 for their summer camp in Greenwood. Their program targets low to moderate income families. They have structured a program to provide activities the children would normally not get to experience. Last grant received was $500 from Mr. Wilson, and Mr. Wilson placed on the agenda.
Wilson. I'm willing to give
$2,318. $2,318. Okay. Motion, Mr. Wilson, second.
Second.
Mr. Burton, to grant the Grace and Mercy for summer youth camp expenses, $2,318 from Mr. Wilson's Council MAC account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I believe that motion carried.
Next one, Woodbridge High School Marine Corps JROTC Booster Club is requesting $3,200 for their 5K event fundraiser to support better learning opportunities for these leaders of tomorrow. Last grant received was $2,500, which was $1,250 from Mr. Vincent and Mr. Wilson, and Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
And they asked for how much did she got?
$3,200.
Okay, do you want to split the $3,000?
Yes.
Okay, motion, Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Second?
Second.
Mr. Burton, to grant $3,000 of Woodbridge High School Marine Corps JROTC Booster Club for their annual Halloween 5K running walk, being $1,500 from my council bank account and $1,500 Mr. Wilson's. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Next.
Next one, Town of Laurel is requesting $2,500 to help with the improvements to their Market Square Park bandstand. The bandstand is used by organizations such as the library, police department, as well as the town. There have been no past grants for this purpose, and Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
They want $2,500, right?
They want $2,500, correct.
Make a motion to grant that on my account.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Burton, second. Second. Mr. Wilson, to grant $2,500 to the Town of Laurel for the Market Square Park bandstand improvements from my Council MAC account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay. Next one. ITN Southern Delaware is requesting $2,500 per council member to provide affordable and reliable transportation to senior citizens. Funds from this grant will be utilized for advertising, printing, and promotional materials for volunteer recruitment and training, and the background checks, as well as fees for participation in local events and information fairs in council's respective districts. Last grant received was $2,500 from Mr. Burton, and Mr. Riley placed on the agenda.
Mr. Riley?
I'd be willing to do $1,000 for my account.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
And I would give $1,000 for my account.
Motion, Mr. Riley. Second, Mr. Burton. I grant $1,000 from Mr. Riley's council bank account, $1,000 from Mr. Burton's council bank account, for a total of $2,000 to ITN Southern Delaware for Quality of Life Aging in Place Program. Questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I have yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay. The last one is Millsboro Historical Society is requesting $6,000 for continued maintenance of the Godwin School. Last grant received was $5,000, which was $2,500 each from Mr. Wilson and Mr. Arlett. And Mr. Wilson placed on the agenda.
Wilson.
I'm willing to give $3,000.
Mr. Wilson, you have $2,500 left.
You'll give $2,500 then.
$2,500?
$2,500. Is what you have left in your account?
I'll stay borrowing.
Are you going to borrow? What interest are you paying?
I'll do about $3,000 on that as well.
You'll do $3,000? You're doing $2,500?
Evidently, I put too much in your account.
Yeah, I think so. Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Riley, to grant $5,500 to the Millsboro Historical Society for the Godwin School for maintenance and repair costs, being $3,000 Mr. Riley's Council MAC account and $2,500 Mr. Wilson's Council MAC account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Shoo.
Mouthful.
Well, let's see. I guess we move right on to introduction of proposed zoning ordinances.
Yes, Mr. President, I have one. It's in Mr. Burton's district. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district and a MR medium density residential district to a C3 heavy commercial district for certain parts of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 37.08 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Burton introduces it.
That is all, Mr. President.
Okay. Well, I guess we're down to count. We haven't got anything else, have we?